This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. So far, Monroe County has only seen a few cases of COVID-19, but the 100-mile Long Island chain only has three hospitals, and one of them is a temporary hospital, while a new one is built to replace the building destroyed by Hurricane Irma. We looked into what resources the island chain has to take care of people with the coronavirus. Lower Keys Medical Center in Key West has 7 isolation rooms. But if the hospital that serves the Lower Keys sees an influx of COVID patients, it has some options.
We have a unit that we're not operating at the moment just based on volume, and that unit will be converted into an area for COVID patients.
Dr. John Norris is chief of staff at Lower Keys Medical. He says the extra ward could house about 30 patients. Baptist Health System owns Fisherman's Hospital in Marathon and Mariners Hospital in Tavernier. In an email, a spokeswoman said Mariners has 8 intensive care beds and both hospitals have an electronic ICU, which uses telemedicine to treat critical cases. She also said patients requiring specialized care would be taken to Baptist hospitals on the mainland. Bob Eady is the administrator for the State Health Department in Monroe. He says hospital capacity is not his top concern for the Keys.
The issue with capacity that I'm thinking about is our medical providers. Our doctors and nurses and PAs and nurse practitioners, we only have a finite number of them here.
Monroe County's Trauma Star Air Ambulance will not transport patients with COVID. They say they can't protect the flight crew, and cleaning the helicopter afterwards would take it out of service for too long. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.